SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here. On the grid, 844-843-6879 is the number. We have a very, very busy hour here as we have to get through the NFL. Which is a little bit abbreviated. I think a bunch of teams on byes this week. So, but no London game, thankfully. We got some pretty decent games. Really good Sunday night game in Philadelphia, which we'll probably start things off with eventually here. Joe, that's for sure. And just really quickly, while I still have a minute to do this, did I see this right, Joe? 24-0 SMU at the half in Philly? Is that what it was?
Sort of slowed down, though. They jumped out to a huge lead, and now they've slowed down here.
You know, I was saying that to you last night. I mean, it was just, you look at the scores of their games, and like it seemed like they slowed down against a lot of the lesser opponents. You know, it just only getting in the high 30s, really, on a lot. But they're covering the number right now. So, Temple's having all kinds of problems moving the football. So, we'll see if that can continue on. That's for sure. All right, so we have a very big week here ahead. There's a few games. It was actually pretty easy, Joe, for me to get my selections this week. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you aboard, Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football. That is Go for the Two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Amazing. I can't wait for this weekend of college and pro football. I'm pumped up. I think the slate is awesome. I really do. I think we're going to have some upsets along the way, and you never know. We'll see how it plays out in terms of the NFL this week.
Yeah, I actually liked Joe's. I came to my four selections for our show fairly quickly this week, believe it or not. Some weeks it's a little harder than others. It really wasn't for me this week. I was very confident in a few games, and I'm feeling that way as later this hour we'll do our picks for week number 7 in the NFL. Quickly, Joe, just a couple thoughts on Thursday night's game, which when me and you left each other, it looked like the Jags were going to run away and hide in that game, and they kind of let the Saints come back and hang around a little bit. And we talked about the Saints blowing a lot of opportunities early in that game, which really would come back to bite them. But they got the game tied at 24. Your boy Kirk with the big catch and run, taking you to the window, making things happen, gave him the 31-24 lead, and then the guy dropping the ball in the back of the end zone. The tight end, Moreau. Oh, jeez, Joe. I'll tell you what really killed me. And you got... great job by you. You obviously had Kirk. Was it 60 or 70, Kirk?
I had Thomas, too. I hit with the Thomas touchdown.
In ours, where you hit them both, was Kirk 60 or 70 in ours?
70.
It was 70. So, he was close to that even before the big catch. I feel like he was in the 40s, maybe, because he ended with a hundy. So, he was pretty close to it. He might have had 50 yards right when he caught that. So, that put him over the number for you. And I had Kamara. I needed Kamara to score. I had everything with Kamara, and everything came in for me except him scoring a touchdown, Joe. And on the drive that Hill scored for them, I mean, they gave him like five cracks at it, and the guy couldn't get in. And I almost put my head through a wall, Joe, because then what happens on the two-point play? Like, I mean, where was that when they were on the goal when the Hill scored? You see the two-point play they ran where Kamara was out wide and he was wide? Where the hell was that before when you were trying to get him a touchdown? Honestly.
Amazing. Amazing.
It was stupidity. It really is.
That offense, though, was terrible.
It sucks.
What is Dennis Allen thinking? What is he thinking? What is he really thinking?
Awful.
I mean,
awful.
And Derek Carr, as much as I blame Carver, the play call, they don't challenge.
He's yelling at everyone all night. Like,
did you see Jameis giving his take on the sidelines, too? Like, what I'm seeing is the robber's coming up. You got to get the robber. You got to audible down. You got to check down.
It's how like it is. Jameis is probably playing over him.
You think?
I think Jameis is better. I'd rather play Jameis. But they're not going to do that. They spent a lot of money on Carr, so.
See, that's why I hate the NFL.
But did you see him yelling at everyone? Like, he yelled at Olave. He was yelling at Olave, yelling at Kamara, yelling at, like, dude, like, calm down. Make some better throws. One of my buddies texted me during the game, Joe, like, when all that was going on. He's like, these guys practice it all together the last 2 months? Like, they almost seem like, Joe, like, they don't. Like, when they get on the field for the game, like, it's the first time they've seen each other all week. Like, that's how it feels.
Well, that's the problem, Carver. The problem that I have is that Dennis Allen is nervous. He's a nervous head coach. And all he does is he wants to keep the game close. He's like, you know, with Peyton, it was like, okay, Breeze gets into a rhythm. We're going to push tempo. We're going to push it. We're going to push it. And I'm talking about before Breeze's arm went, right? You know, when Breeze had a good arm, it was, we're going to push. We're going to challenge north and south. Dennis Allen in this offense, sideline to sideline. Every short to intermediate throw, check down, Kamara, sideline to sideline. That goes right into the strength of a defense that can run. You got to challenge them seam routes, post pattern. You know, when's the last time Derek Carr threw a post to Olave? Like a 30-yard bomb. Everything is short to intermediate. That's on Allen and the offensive staff. They suck.
They're awful.
When Taysom Hill is your biggest weapon, you got issues.
He actually made some good catches, too, Joe. Did you see some of the catches he made?
Yeah, he did. I know. He scored the tutty for us, too.
Well, he did score the tutty, and your two came through. And I really thought that I was going to get, because I obviously played the ETN stuff on the side along with ours. Like, you would think at 24-9, they'd get the ball and just pound it with ETN, right? And I figured I would get that 80, no problem. But they kept trying to – it's like they let the Saints back in the game, Joe, with these quick three and outs trying to throw the football. Like, what were they – I couldn't figure that out either, what Jacksonville was doing in that spot. They didn't really run the football with ETN when they got that 15-point lead.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Didn't make any sense.
Nuts, so, right?
And,
I don't know.
And here's the other thing about that game, which is going to open us up here when we come back from the break to talking about these other games. Early in the week, we made the claim, let's go after all the totals under 44 – for the over after what's been going on the last few weeks. Sure enough, Joe, that Thursday night game was the first one. 40.5 sailed over the number. Sailed over it. So
right.
These games under 44, we're going after them this week. Up and away. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have you with us here. All right, we're going to get into the NFL talk. We got all the games to go through, and we got the picks, etc., later on in this hour. Quickly, though, Joe, I just wanted to get the no doubt about it, beat your bookie over his head, no doubt about it pick from Hit Burbell for the UFC on Saturday. And I hope he's got something for me. I know we've got the big Makhachev-Volkanovski main event here. I like that, Joe. We even got to
love it.
See you.
Mokachev.
I'm ready for you.
I know Kamaru Usman and Chimaev, too. And, you got some good fights here on Saturday.
Matias, let me just say, Matias is family. He, that's it.
Yeah.
He's part of the show. His specialty is MMA. We respect that.
We certainly
let
do.
Let me rephrase that. Any type of combative sports.
Matias, what do you got for me on this card?
Well, here you go, guys. I got a couple parlays, two teamers for you because the numbers are all over the place. We're taking Khamzat Chimaev and Islam Makhachev both to win. Right now, if you guys get that, that's at minus 115. But we actually move on. Also, I like some underdogs here, guys. I like Muhammad Yahya at plus 150. I also like Abu Azaitar at plus 205. That's going to be a banger. A couple more two teamers, Nathaniel Wood and Juby Anshul right now, also minus 120 parlay. And this one's my favorite, right? Here, Magomed Ankalaev and Saeed Nurmagomedov, minus 115 parlay. These are some heavy hitters, and I expect all these guys to win. Look at my Twitter, at HitBurbell, for all my picks. I'll be giving every single pick for every single fight.
Wow.
I ain't scared. You know how it is.
I ain't scared. You shouldn't be. And actually, you said you like Makhachev and Chimaev, right? What was that parlay?
Yeah, I like Makhachev and Chimaev to win. Usman is fighting with a bum knee. We saw it. He had a pop. He's trying to play it off like nothing happened, but we saw it in the open workout. He tells his training partner something just popped. He stops training. Him and Justin Gaethje literally stopped doing their open workout, which fans wait hours just to get in to watch. So that was kind of weird. We know something's wrong. And come on, Volkanovski cutting 25 pounds in 1 week, flying all the way over to Abu Dhabi from where he lives.
Is that where they are? They're in Abu Dhabi?
Yeah, they're Fight Island? Dhabi, guys. Yeah, they're on Fight Island. It's going to be nuts, but at the same time, too big of an ask for Volkanovski to win this fight. You know, traveling overseas, the weight cut, it's going to add up. And it's on Makhachev's terms. He did win the last fight, so now Volkanovski has to take a risk and take this rematch on any terms possible to try to become
love
a double champ.
Love it.
Because they have FanDuel has both of those guys to win boosted to plus 130.
Well, there you go, baby.
Makhachev and Chimaev both to win at plus 130. They have that boosted too. So I guess I should play that then, Matias. Is that your expert opinion?
I would take that. Absolutely. Okay. I would absolutely take that. I think those
there
two
you go.
Guys.
I'm in, baby.
Let's go.
Let's do it. We're on the boost. All right. There you go, Joe. Hit per bell. Taking care of business there with the UFC picks. Big card in Abu Dhabi coming up here. There you go. Ring the bell, buddy. That's how we do it there. All right, Joe. Let's start with the Lions and the Ravens. Interesting game. Lions, of course, 5-1, head to Baltimore. Ravens -3, 43.5 the total. Right now, Joe, it feels like everyone loves Detroit in this game. You see various books in the 75% to 80% range with the money and the tickets. The public going to the window with the Lions, of course. They've become the darlings around here. What about you, Joe? Are you going to the window with the Lions?
No, I'm taking the other side. I'm going with Lamar. I'm going with the Ravens. And again, I think that the way you attack Detroit is over the top. So I think it's a lot of Lamar in the passing game. He started fast last week, 8 of 11, 113 yards. And somehow, some way, John Harbaugh became like Vic Fangio and all the rest of them. Matt Vrabel, Bill Belichick. He decided to get conservative. Why? I don't know. But you got to turn Lamar loose this week. They're laying 3. I like Baltimore at home.
I kind of like Baltimore too, Joe.
I don't love it, though, but I like it.
I don't love it either. I kind of like Baltimore
over.
Also.
What about the over?
Well, that's an auto over. We're auto betting anything under 44. Blind bet over.
All right.
But you want like a serious cap on it? Is that what you want? Not just the blind bet stuff? What do I really think about it? Is that what you are asking for? Like you want a serious play?
Yeah, give me a serious play. Okay.
I like the over. I like the over. I do. I think both teams can get in the low 20s.
All right. There you go.
So I think that it could be a fun game. Between the Lions and the Ravens out there. The Browns are visiting the Colts. In Indy, it seems like, Joe, there's a chance Watson's going to play now. the way things have shaken out on Thursday and Friday with him actually hitting the practice field. And in turn, that has moved the line to 3.5 for Cleveland. So all those 2.5s early in the week, Joe, I hope you gobbled them up. Certainly everybody else has. This total is at a 40.5. I just have a hard time, Joe, in this game seeing how Minshew Mania and the Colts are going to move the football on this Brown defense. That's the hard thing for me.
I agree. And Minshew's basically a statue back there. So tell me how Myles Garrett and that front seven don't get pressure on him. He throws 3 interceptions against Jacksonville, and I think he could throw 3 against Cleveland. This is one of the best secondaries that we've seen. They forced a turnover against Brock Purdy. They put their offense in a position to win that ball game. P.J. Walker, even though he threw an interception, still played clean in the second half. I like them. I think Indianapolis has done a great job this year, but they're over exceeding expectations. I like Cleveland here laying the 2.5.
3.5 now. You still like it at 3.5?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think Indy could score on them. How about that? Maybe 10?
Yeah, and I think that's why this is probably the one game of the blind bet over that probably won't come in. It's this one. I do think legitimately this is probably an under game, Joe, just because it seems like every Brown game is an under game. So I would lay it with the 3.5 with them as well here in this spot. Washington heads to MetLife to take on the Giants. This was 3 the last couple days, Joe, and now here late has gotten to -2.5 for Washington.
Okay.
37.5 the total. They tried selling you all week that Daniel Jones might play. I don't believe that, Joe. I know he's listed as questionable on the Friday injury report. I mean, he hasn't been cleared for contact all week. How is he going to play on Sunday? So I'm expecting it's Tyrod Taylor, Joe, in this spot.
I don't care if Tyrod Taylor starts or doesn't. I like the Giants here. I'm not sold on Ron Rivera, especially as a favorite. It's back-to-back road games. And that Giant defense now in back-to-back weeks has contained Josh Allen and forced turnovers even against Tua. So who's to say they can't do it against the second-year guy in terms of Sam Howell in a road spot? So as long as the Giants can run the football, and I think they can, I think they're inside this number. I think they win it.
Yeah, it's Giants or nothing for me here, Joe. No doubt. I don't want to take Washington as a road favorite. They shouldn't be road favorites against anyone. I mean, anyone. Even a team as bad as the Giants have been so far. So I lean with the G-Men, Big Blue as well. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right. So it sounds like we both like the Giants. I saw Matias said he likes the Giants too, so that's probably a bad thing for everyone. So, yeah, it is what it
why?
Is.
Why is it a bad thing?
We're all in agreement. It's going to be a problem.
It's a mush. It's a bad sign, Joe. When everybody's on the same side, you know it's going down.
Here's what really matters. Public's on Washington. That's what matters to Joe. The public. Right, Joe? Public's on Ron Rivera. Joe Poe back in Ron Rivera on the road. Never a good thing.
Can we get it, Corver? Could we get it?
I hope so. It would be nice. It would be nice. That's for sure.
You can get it done. You can get it done.
Atlanta visits Tampa Bay this weekend. A big NFC South battle. -2.5. 37.5 is the total. I actually wanted to take something up with you here.
Yeah, take it up.
Because I heard you, because you do a lot of things during the week. I heard you on Friday night with KW on game time decisions.
Go ahead.
And again, like even when you're not with us here and you're in other places, you still got just this emotional thing with the Falcons that
Let me just finish.
Good. Now you said some things. People talked about this team as a real contender, and I think that you're wrong about that. That's not what people did, Joe. People weren't backing the Falcons to win the NFC or go to the Super Bowl. They play in one of the worst divisions in football, and in a division like that, you try to get a little cute and try to find somebody with a nice price to win with. I don't think that people thought – you're acting like people thought the Falcons were the 92 Cowboys here. I mean, that is not at all what anybody was doing.
Obviously, you took offense. You thought I was talking about you. You thought I was talking about you.
Well, I know what you're doing. I know what you're doing.
What am I doing? I gave you credit. I gave you credit for backing, just so you know, if you watch Game Time Decisions, I gave you credit for Tyler Badgett, for me backing the Bears this week.
We're going to get to him. Oh, yeah.
We're going to get to him, and I gave my partner all the love for pulling me into that side.
Didn't hear that part.
Well, you should go back and listen to the tape then.
Well, I was only in the car from getting off the train to coming home, so it's about a 6-minute drive.
That's why he came in hot the other night. That's why. Now I know.
What do you mean?
A little chippy. I never called you out. I love you.
Well, you weren't calling me out either. It's just you talk about the Falcons like if the entire world was on them to win the NFC this year. That's not the case.
You know, you got to understand, in this space, okay, there are people that just, you know, they like to ride the coattails. They can't think of their own thoughts. And I'm not saying you. What I'm saying is once a hot pick gets going around in the Vegas, the same talking heads all like the same side. It's, you know, oh, yeah, I like Tampa Bay this week. Oh, yeah, I like Tampa Bay. Oh, Tampa Bay. And then now you start to see the regurgitated, you know, news that gets circulated just like, you know, we heard all the other night on Thursday about, oh, New Orleans, 12 straight unders, 12, and all the talking heads come out and they say the same thing. It's like, come up with your own ideas. So that's all I'm saying. So once somebody that I respect says the Falcons and you're, oh, I like the Falcons. I like the, all right, here we go. Okay. Everybody's a genius. That's all I'm saying, guy. Okay?
I guess that means you're on Tampa this week.
I am hard. I hope they crushed them. I hope Des Ritter throws for a 115 and 4 picks. How about
big
that?
Big Joe Poe play for you.
Big Joe Poe play for me. I'm stepping up. Todd Bowles, defensive specialist. A little
Joe
rush
like
with
the
Keyshawn.
Joe
Keyshawn
like the Vaughn. Pied Piper, leading everyone to the window. Yeah,
that's it. Come follow me.
Second biggest public bet this week.
So the books say. Hey, I don't trust them. Their job is to take your money, not provide info. Remember that.
Their job.
I said it. Not
second
you,
second biggest it. Public team, 84% on the Bucks this week.
I know, 84%. 150% on the over. I love the over, by the way.
Well, blind betting it.
God, blind bet it. Why not? You're a hero.
I actually think it's a bad spot for the Falcons. If I was playing a side, it would be the Bucks.
Okay.
I'm just going to play the over. That's it for me.
All right.
That's it for me. All right, so you want to talk about Badgett? Is that what you want to do? You want to get to Badgett?
Yeah, let's get to Badgett.
You're going to get Badgett against Brian Hoyer. Raiders-Bears Sunday at Soldier Field. Another 37.5. You got 3 37.5s on the board this week.
What do you want to do with that?
Raiders minus 2.5. Well, I'm taking the over.
I'm taking Badgett.
I'm taking the Bears. Money line.
Okay. All right. I'm down with that. You're not going to get a knockout of me.
Did they put the props up yet?
I think so. I think his number's 180.
Let's get this up. We're going to alt this. Let's hope they got all the big numbers in yet. They probably don't, but we'll try. Passing props. Here we go. Alt. Here it is, Joe. Ready?
Yeah, let me hear it.
200-plus yards, plus 132. 225 yards, plus 265. 250 yards, plus 520. 275 yards, plus 920. Ladder play.
Ladder. Go the ladder.
All passing touchdowns. One touchdowns minus 330. Two touchdowns plus 200. Three touchdowns plus 880. How about Joe? 275 yards and three touchdowns plus 3575.
You gotta be kidding me.
$25 bill wins you $894.
No, that's a crisp. That's a lot of. That's. I like that. No.
Why not? For you got a free bet or something lying around. Why not?
It's a guess. It's a guess.
Why not? Let's play the kid.
It's a guess. Why not?
Probably
take
throw
a
for
ride.
80 yards.
Check it out.
Probably throw for 80 yards.
You're crazy.
I'm in on him, man. I'm in on the kid. All right, that game I'm going to pick, so I'll just wait till then to give you all the numbers on that.
Yeah, give me something juicy, Carver.
Arizona-Seattle. Seahawks minus 7.5, 44.5 total.
Okay.
I feel like this is going to be like a – I heard Warren Sharp's on with Scotty every Thursday, of course, and he was – exposing Arizona's secondary to the deep pass, and Seattle's like the fourth highest usage of deep throws in the league. So I guess maybe Lockett and Metcalf can eat a little bit here.
Okay.
But I kind of think it's a Kenneth Walker game.
Do you? I don't like – I'm conflicted with that. Because Walker, what did he have? He had 87 last week. They held him down. That was a pathetic rushing attack.
Yeah, but everything with Arizona, like you said, they're starting to crumble.
Starting to crumble. So what do you want to do?
I'd probably lay it with the Seahawks.
Lay it with the Seahawks. All right. I like the other side.
Yeah.
I do. I like Arizona this week.
What's the thinking there?
Just because I'm not sold on Seattle. I told you at the start of the year, I think they're basically a 500 football team. I'm not sold on Geno. Again, I just think, honestly, they're going to be booked as favorites in all these games because of...
Geno cost them last week. They should have beat
Cincinnati.
Yeah,
but they overexceeded expectations last year. You know, nobody. I mean, everybody thought. Think of it: 5.5, worst team in the NFL with no Russ. Everybody sold them, and then you know when they realized they made it to the playoffs, were 9-8, and challenged San Francisco for a half. Now, oh, Pete Carroll. Now they're back on the bandwagon, and I say sold. And that means they might win, but not cover. I mean, it's 7.5. The fact that Arizona's been covered all these games, I think, at home. I sort of like them on the road here.
All right.
And I know they got kicked in the chops by the Rams, but different offense. Geno's not Stafford.
This Green Bay-Denver game feels unwatchable, too.
Why?
Oh, I don't know. It feels like it's going to be ugly. Could be an ugly game, Joe.
What game?
Green Bay, Denver.
It just feels like an ugly game. I like Green Bay. Could be a best bet.
Here we go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, and we will do the NFL picks for week number 7 on Carver and Lisi right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, channel 159. All right, Joe, it is time. The Carver and Lisi NFL picks for week number 7. Last week was the first really bad week we had with the NFL. You were 1-3, Joe. 12-11-1 overall. And I was also 1-3, getting me to 13-11 overall. I got you by a half game here right now. We had a couple close calls last week. Unfortunately, didn't go our way. All right, Joe, but it is a new week. It is week number 7. What do you got for me?
I'm going to go to New England. And, you know, New England's got their backs against the wall. They played down to the Las Vegas Raiders. Offense is absolutely pathetic. So did Buffalo. They got, you know, they the goal line stand. They go toe-to-toe with Tyrod Taylor. Low-scoring game. There's no way Buffalo goes into this ball game not pushing tempo. This is a game they cannot play down to New England. For that reason, I like the over here. I think it's all Josh Allen, all Stephon Diggs. And if you're New England, you have to open up the offense. You can't take 8 minutes on a 40-yard drive to kick a field goal. I think over 40 and a half is ripe. I love this total. Think it gets into the high 40s, early 50s. Give me over Buffalo, New England.
Well, I'm going to stay in that game too, Joe, to start things off. Now, I got a little nervous there for a moment. I thought you were actually going to back New England for a second week in a row. And thankfully you didn't. You turned around and went with the over, which is probably the smarter way to go. But I am going to lay it, Joe, here with the Bills at -8.5. Couple of spotty offensive performances the last 2 weeks against Jacksonville and the Giants. I think they got the right medicine this week. They have beaten the Patriots 6 of the last 7 times. And in 5 of those 6 wins, Joe, they've beaten the Patriots by double digits. Josh Allen in those 6 games, 18 touchdowns and 1 interception. He has beaten up Bill Belichick, and I expect him to get back on track and beat him up again. -8.5 for the Bills, Joe. Pick number 1 for me.
Yeah, I'm going to MetLife. We've talked about Brian Daboll. That defense is playing better under Wink Martindale. Wink, wink, forcing turnovers, containing for the most part Tua and Josh Allen. I know they don't have a stitch of offense, but Tyrod Taylor is gutty. Plus, on the flip side, Ron Rivera sucks. That's right, he sucks. I like that secondary matched up with Sam Howell. The fact that it's back-to-back road games, I think New York wins the ball game outright. The fact that they're at a home, it's a divisional game. Give me the New York Giants plus the 2.5, but give me them on the money line over the Washington Commanders.
Wow. Over. How about
no,
that?
Not over. I'm taking. No.
I'm saying
New York plus the points.
I'm saying
the
over them outright. Over them.
Yep.
You're gonna beat them outright.
Yep.
All right, Joe. I like that one. I'll probably be with you there. All right, pick number 2 for me. I told you that I'm gonna go with the kid, and I'm even gonna put the money where the mouth is, Joe. Ugliest game on the card this week is Brian Hoyer against Tyson Bagot, who was playing at some Division II college in West Virginia last year. But here's where I'm thinking here, Joe. This will be a typical Raiders spot. Raiders have won a couple weeks here. Josh McDaniels riding high. Going into Las Vegas. I get he's got a veteran quarterback in Hoyer, but guess what, Joe? Brian Hoyer sucks. What happened last year when last year, Joe, the Raiders had an easy win right on the table for them. Do you remember which game I'm talking about? There was no way the Raiders were going to lose when Jeff Saturday came and coached the Colts off the street last year. And what happened that week with the Raiders, Joe?
Smacked.
They smacked. And now this week, there's no way this kid's going to beat the Raiders. There's just no way. There's always a way when Josh McDaniels and the Raiders are involved, Joe. Bears, +2.5, outright. They beat the Raiders in Chicago on Sunday.
I'm going with you. You dragged me in there, so I can't
Let's
make it
go.
A best bet. But here's a team that I like, and I just don't like them this week. I sort of like them big picture as potentially being a dark horse. And when I mean dark horse, 34-1 to potentially win the NFC. That's right, I said it. I think there's the second best team in terms of the NFC West. It's not Seattle. It is the LA Rams. Cooper Kupp is back. 100-yard performance. Puka Nacua. A little Tutu Atwell. They're running the football, even though Kyren Williams is out. And you know what? It's Aaron Donald in that secondary holding opposing offenses to only 217 in the back end. I know the Steelers are good coming out of a bye week, but there's no offensive identity and they're banged up. And you know what? Pittsburgh's defense, overrated, West Coast trip. Rams, double-digit win over the Steelers.
You see, that's where you get you go too far. When you start puffing your chest out with the double-digit win and you start peacocking before things happy. You did that with the college, too, with Texas Tech. Double-digit win, puffing the chest. Not this week, Joe. This is a great spot for the Steelers off of a bye going out to Los Angeles. I'm going after you. I'm going heads up. This was on my card. Tomlin off a bye, excellent. I think that they can find just enough. And who knows? It's probably going to be a typical Steeler win. They're going to need some big play with under 5 minutes to go. Pick it to make it happen. I don't care if Freiermuth's not playing. But here's the main thing, Joe. Matthew Stafford is a statue. And it ain't good to be a statue when TJ Watt's coming to town. That will neutralize this game. We probably, in fact, Joe, I think that we're going to end up pushing this. I think this is going to be a 3-point game. Maybe the Rams win it. But I'll take the 3 with the Steelers. Steelers plus 3 for me.
All right. I like it. Going late. You know how I feel about Brandon Staley. I think he sucks. I think L.A. is completely overrated. But one thing I do know is that the L.A. Chargers play much better in Arrowhead than they do at home when they're facing off against Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. The fact that they're catching 5.5, I think they're ripe. I think they're going to be in this ball game from start to finish. I think Justin Herbert closes this week. I think it's Josh Palmer. I think it's Gerald Everett. I think it's a little Austin Eckler, a little Keenan Allen. I think L.A. potentially steals this game. They win it outright. But give me the 5.5 with the Chargers on the road against Mahomes and Andy Reid.
Wow. How about that, Joe? Outright, huh? How about this also? Me and you, 3 of our 4 picks from the same game. I'm going to go to this game too, Joe. But I'm not going side. I'm going total. Listen to the last few times these two have gotten together. 30-27, 27-24, 34-28, 30-24, 38-21. These two teams score points, Joe, when they see each other. Herbert Mahomes has been a shootout the last few times. And you're right, points are probably the way to go here because the games have been relatively close here and there. But I think 47.5 is a little light. It's mostly because of how the Chiefs' offenses look this year. But I think that they'll bust it out. I think both teams can get into the high 20s. Over 47.5 for me, Joe. Chargers and Chiefs in the late game on the late afternoon game on Sunday.
I like it. So mine are over 40.5, Buffalo and New England. New York Giants plus the 2.5. Rams minus the 3 and the Chargers plus the 5.5.
And I got the Bills minus 8.5, the Bears plus the 2.5, the Steelers plus the 3, Chargers and Chiefs over 47.5. The Carver and Lisi NFL picks for week number 7. Let's cash some tickets. All right, Joe, great job right there. I'm actually glad this worked out this way. Neither of us picked this game. We haven't talked about it yet. And it's actually the most hyped up best game of the probably on Sunday, and that's the Dolphins and the Eagles Sunday night in Philadelphia at the Link. Minus 2.5 for the Eagles. 51.5 is the total. A lot of people, Joe. It's weird. This change. It felt like early in the week, everyone was on Miami. Now later in the week, it feels like everyone's on Philadelphia. I'm leaning Eagle here, Joe. But here's what they need to do. I think the Eagles need to get back to basics. I think they need to stop with the force-feed Brown stuff, and that's why I like Hurts for some overs here, Joe, on the ground. I think they got to get back to him running the football.
I'm with you. I don't know. Here's the thing. If Miami can run on the front seven of Philly Sunday night, I big picture, they're going to challenge the Chiefs for a Super Bowl. I honestly believe that. It's a lot easier said than done. I know they ran it on the road against New England for a $1.41 and over 4 yards per carry, but I need to see it in a road environment. Couldn't do it in terms of, you know, the first half against Buffalo. They did it in garbage time. I need to see it against a dominant defensive front. I don't know if they could do it. This is the best defensive front, in my opinion, in the NFL. That's why I lean to Philadelphia. I think it's way too much Hurts on the ground. And I think, you know, Devontae Smith potentially breaks out for a huge performance. Secondary receivers, keep an eye out for them this weekend.
They really got it, Joe. I mean, it's every since the week two game against Minnesota, it's just been force-feed Brown, force-feed Brown. That's it. That's been the offense. For the Philadelphia Eagles. I think they need to mix it up a little bit here this week. You think it goes I hope it goes over the 51.5, Joe. Let me put it that way. I feel like this is a game where we got to sit down Sunday night and give us some fireworks. Like, I've done enough for this nonsense 13-10 under game. Give me a 38-35 game on Sunday night, Joe. It should be great for the props, too. Great for the props.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen it in a while. What was the one total I'm thinking that went over on Sunday night? I have to think about, you know, back on the games. They've been dead unders. And here's the problem is how cold is it going to be? How is Miami affected? I think if you're Philly, you want to run it, right? You want to run it with Swift. You want to run it with Hurts, wear down the front seven, and obviously jump out to a lead and make Miami predictable and one-dimensional. I find it very, and I'm a Dolphin fan, but I look at it objectively. I just think it's going to be very difficult. They're a finesse offense. They utilize a lot of motion, but going up against that front seven is going to be unbelievable for them. The fact that Achane is not in that lineup, that's even worse for the offense. Less speed on the perimeter.
Yeah, you haven't really had any overs, Joe. I only see one. Cowboys were 40-0 over the Giants in week one. Dolphins beat the Patriots 24-17. Steelers beat the Raiders 23-18. Did that one sneak over at 41, or was that just missed it?
I think it just missed it.
It was 42.5 or 43 something like that. Chiefs and Jets were under 23-20. Now, the Cowboy-Niner game went over 42-10.
That game might have gotten over by a half. I think the close.
Oh, that's right. The number went way down. The number went way down, right? Number went down on that one. And last week was dead under Giants and Bills. It was a dead under Sunday night. So let's get some fireworks here with the fish and the birds. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back, wrap this puppy up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. So when we get back together on Monday, Joe, we have the Niners and the Vikings.
Good game. I'm looking forward to that one.
Niners minus 7. Everybody's on the Niners.
I think
Joe.
We can get the total in that one, Carver.
Yeah, I think we can get the total in that one, too.
Even though no Jefferson, I still think we could get points of plenty there. We got the human turnover machine in Cousins.
But you say you like the Vikings. You like the Vikings.
I do, but that doesn't mean he can't turn the football over once or twice.
Principle play.
It's a principle play.
You're going to go to the principal after that play.
I tell you, I've been getting spanked in the picks. I need to get back on.
You see who's playing on Thursday night next week?
No, I didn't check.
Bills are playing.
Who are they playing?
Tampa Bay.
Love it. In Tampa?
In Buffalo. in Buffalo.
Ooh, Baker going to the cold weather.
That could be a tough scene for Baker on Thursday night. That could be a tough scene for Baker on Thursday.
That's where bully ball might take over.
That could be a bully ball night. I hope we get...
Could be 35 degrees in that ball game.
Bucks better beat the Falcons on Sunday, Joe. Because they're heading to the B-low on Thursday night.
The B-low. Down in the B-low. I see. I like when you're in a good mood. All right, you see.
I'm always in a good mood.
I didn't mean to ruffle you this week. I know I got you a little upset.
Not at all.
I love you, man.
Not at all. Okay, buddy. Well, let's cash some tickets this weekend. All right. I'm tired of these awful records. Enough of these awful records. Let's go here. Great job, Joe. Great job by Matthias Berbel. Hit Berbel, of course, on Twitter. He's got the UFC picks. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. We'll see you Monday on the grid.